Спасибо, уважаемый.
Thank you very much, distinguished chair. We're obliged to take the floor on a point of order. In light of the rules of procedure that we agreed to as the rules of procedure for this group, first of all, I'm referring to the rule of procedure that relates to the questions related to the participation of non-governmental organizations in the work of this group, and in particular the ICRC. And here I'm referring to rule number 48 that refers to the participation of the ICRC in the work of this group. This rule states that representatives appointed by the ICRC can participate as observers in discussions of the conference and the subsidiary bodies in order to give the conference the possibility to avail itself of the qualifications of the ICRC. Well, currently we are discussing agenda item 7 that refers to the adoption of the report of the group. We do not consider this agenda item as an item where we're having discussions. What we're doing now is the drafting of the draft final report of the group. We're involved in amending the language of the specific text that you, Mr. Chairman, proposed. Moreover, as we hear from the statement of the distinguished representatives of the ICRC, we actually hear some very specific proposals related to the language of the text that goes beyond the mandate that that organization has related to its participation in the work of this group. As far as we're concerned, we are really interested in hearing the expert views of the distinguished representatives of the ICRC in the context of the work of this group, but not as part of our work as we draft the final report of the group. This is purely the prerogative of the states participating in the work of the group. And this is why, distinguished Mr. Chair, in line with rule of procedure number 48, we would like to ask you to take a decision according to which the representative of the ICRC will refrain from participating in the drafting of the final report of the group. But if indeed representatives of NGOs or the ICRC do have some general considerations that can help us in our discussions in the work of this group, we can go back to agenda item 5. That is indeed an agenda item that involves discussions, and then we can continue our discussion under agenda item 5. Especially since, as we saw yesterday, the representatives of the ICRC provided some very substantive considerations as we were discussing agenda item 5, and we're really grateful to them for that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.